Macmillan Children's Readers. Published and copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2013. Kings and Queens. Written by Paul Mason.
What kings and queens do?
Kings and queens are the rulers of a country. Kings and queens often wear crowns. The King of Sweden is Carl Gustaf XVI. The Queen of Great Britain is Elizabeth II. Kings and queens have interesting jobs. They meet world leaders. They share ideas. They visit many people and places.
Hello. I am King Alfred the Great, an English king. Come and meet me and some other famous kings and queens. King Alfred the Great.
It is the year 871. Alfred is the new king. He is a strong and fair leader.
Look. This is a statue of me.
King Alfred builds forts to protect his kingdom. A fort is a type of castle. He fights many wars and battles against the Vikings from Denmark. He thinks learning is very important. He likes reading.
King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella. Now we are in Spain. It is the year 1492. Ferdinand is the king. His wife is Queen Isabella.
Ferdinand and Isabella are both rulers of the country. Together, they make Spain strong. They bring together different kingdoms in Spain. They send the explorer Christopher Columbus to find new countries. Ferdinand and Isabella's daughter is Catherine of Aragon. She marries the English king, Henry VIII, and becomes Queen of England.
Emperor Akihito.
In Japan, the ruler is called an emperor. The emperor today is Emperor Akihito. Emperor Akihito lives in a palace in the city of Tokyo.
Did you know Emperor Akihito is the 125th Emperor of Japan? King Jigme Wangchuck. Hello, and welcome to Bhutan. Bhutan is a small country in Asia.
King Jigme Wangchuck is a very young ruler. He is the fifth Dragon King of Bhutan. He is called the protector of his people.
The throne, the seat of power.
Kings and queens often sit on a throne. This shows that they rule the country. Can you find out who sits on the throne today in these countries? Denmark, Thailand, and the Netherlands.
I hope you have enjoyed meeting some kings and queens. Now read a famous story about me.
King Alfred and the Cakes. Written by Paul Mason. It is a cold winter. There is peace in the land. King Alfred and his soldiers are having a big party in his castle.
Three cheers for the king!
Hip hip hooray!
The cook brings out a roast chicken. Before they eat, King Alfred makes a long speech.
And finally, Happy New Year, everyone.
Everyone is happy.
Let's sing songs.
And tell stories.
But then, some other soldiers run into the castle.
Fight!
Attack!
Find King Alfred!
They are Vikings from Denmark, England's enemy. They attack the castle.
The Vikings are here!
Come on, men! We have to fight!
King Alfred and his soldiers fight bravely. But King Alfred is in danger.
The battle isn't over yet.
We must protect you.
My king, you must leave.
King Alfred escapes from his castle. The Vikings run after him.
Where can I hide?
King Alfred runs into the dark forest. The forest is full of shadows.
I can hide here. I will be safe.
King Alfred hides his face. He is in disguise.
I don't want anyone to know I'm the king. It's too dangerous.
He knocks on the door of a small cottage. A poor woman opens the door.
Good afternoon. I'm lost. Please, can I come in?
Yes, you can come in.
The woman does not recognize the king in his dirty clothes. She feels sorry for him.
It's a cold day. Would you like to sit by the fire?
Yes, thank you.
King Alfred is glad to be safe. It is warm in the cottage. The woman makes them some food to eat. She mixes flour and eggs to make cakes.
Are you hungry? I can make us some hot, fresh cakes.
Yes, please. I'm very hungry.
I must feed my chickens outside. Don't let the cakes burn.
Don't worry. I will look after them.
King Alfred holds his head in his hands. He is worried. He forgets about the cakes.
What will happen to my kingdom? How can I defeat the Vikings?
The woman runs back inside. It smells of burning in the cottage.
Oh no!
The woman is very angry. King Alfred sees what he has done.
The cakes are burnt!
She shouts at King Alfred and chases him out of the door.
You silly man! Now we have nothing to eat.
I'm very sorry.
Just then, King Alfred's soldiers arrive. They are searching for the king. They are very happy to see he is safe.
Oh, my friends!
Our king! It's good to see you.
The woman learns that her guest is the king.
My king! Please forgive me.
I forgive you.
King Alfred wants to thank the poor woman for being kind to him.
My men and I need a new cook. Will you cook for us?
Oh, thank you. I will cook delicious cakes for you.
Soon, King Alfred forms a new army to beat the Vikings. He is a brave king.
We will not give up.
Long live the king!
Long live the king!
Hooray!